You are listening to the award-winning The Young Jerks with Mike Crawford.
There's a real big effort to not organize. And before working in cannabis, I had never worked under a union before. And seeing the difference made me a real believer that cannabis needs it, because it's the Wild West out here. Like, they do not care. It's on par with Amazon or Walmart with how much they just do not care about the people that work there. You know, we saw it with the death of Lorna McMurray, where they tried to cover it up. They tried to blame her. They continuously ignore the fact that they allowed someone to get to a point where they died working in an industry that you should be able to make a career out of and die from.
To Absolutely. The employees of Verano Brands, mm-hmm. and most of them have signed up to the union. What are their reasons? Why did they tell you that they're interested in unionizing with UFCW 1445?
Safety is a really big one. Just seeing people as bodies instead of as people.
And have you heard about them talking about Lorna? I'm wondering if that's also something that's on the, you brought Lorna up. Mm-hmm. Is that something that they're worried about? They're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I am 27. I am as old as Lorna will be forever. And that is something that I think about a lot.
Oh.
When I was working at Sierra, when I was working in cannabis, that was the joke that we all made was, you know, in 5-10 years, there's going to be a documentary, an expose about this. And, you know, we're going to see those. If you or a loved one worked in cannabis, you may be entitled to financial compensation. And we joked about it, but that was a real fear. And that is a real fear. You know, when I brought up Lorna saying, like, you know, are you afraid of that happening to you? Multiple people came to me and said, I now use an inhaler, and I never used an inhaler before. I feel awful. My skin looks terrible. I am sick all the time.
Welcome to The Young Jerks. It's Mike Crawford. Figured I'd open up the show tonight. This is like a last minute surprise show. I wasn't even sure I was going to do it, but just the amount of news and information that keeps coming out that we have to get to, because I know most people, a lot of people, listen to this show, and they expect this show to keep them updated and informed about what's going on with big cannabis, and especially Trulieve, and to an extent Curaleafe, and a lot of these other companies, Verano Brands. We just opened up with last week's interview, which was awesome. Maddie Woodham. Since that interview, she's actually left UFCW, but we hope to have her back on the show. She was a great guest. I wanted just to open up with what she was discussing, which was worker safety in the cannabis space and how unsafe it is in this industry and what we're up against. And these corporations, a lot of news has been broken about Curaleafe and Trulieve over the last weeks and months. Curaleafe, I mean, basically it's been proven over the last weeks that there looks like money laundering. Let's just say, use the word money laundering. I think that money laundering is going on a lot in this cannabis industry. Grant Smith reported a lot of information that was confirmed this week. We saw that it was confirmed. Curaleafe is under investigation. He was one of the first people to report that in Massachusetts about Curaleafe being under investigation. Good for you, Grant. Congratulations on that one. I am glad that you're out there covering, and I hope you stick to the good stuff like this, because this was a good story that you reported. And it's also been forwarded by other national media, even before that and after. So there's a lot going on with Curaleafe right now. If you're a federal regulator, you give a shit. Should be looking at Curaleafe and Trulieve. These two companies just rotten to the core. the story of the day for us was that we found out just a couple days ago, Minorities for Medical Marijuana, a nonprofit in Florida, where Trueleaf is from. One of our great things about this show lately is we're getting information from the audience, and the audience provided something to us today that we had noticed. And it was that this group, Minorities for Medical Marijuana, they've given an award over and over again to Trueleaf. And apparently last year they actually gave it to Curaleaf. I think it's going to the highest bidder. Whoever gives them, that's my guess on this, how this award is determined. We want to know, how much did Trueleaf buy this award for this year? It was announced, and it's all over Trueleaf's Instagram and their social media. They're taking big credit for this. Trueleaf wins Minorities for Medical Marijuana's Award for Diversity and Inclusion Corporation Champion of the Year. This is the corporation in cannabis that has the most lawsuits from employees. This is a corporation that we found out killed an employee, basically. And that's strong language. You know, we try to be fair. I try to be fair. I try to be balanced on the facts and not go too far. But she died under their watch. Two ambulance rides. Not one, but two. She didn't have any allergies before she worked at Trueleaf. All Trueleaf has done is lie about what happened to Lorna McMurray. If it wasn't for this show, if it wasn't for the media, you wouldn't know, because Trueleaf has basically lied about the whole incident and what went down. And they were fined by OSHA. OSHA finally had to do something, and they did something to Trueleaf, one of the worst operators. They know it. We know it. Everybody knows it. And so 3 days ago, we find out that they got an award from this Minorities for Medical Marijuana. And this is something that's been bothering me for quite a while. They talk about social equity, this whole movement for it. The social equity movement is a fraud and a joke if you allow folks like this to get up on stage with you, if you're not calling it out. And they're not. There's a lot of social equity people that just go along with this bullshit. Because there was an event in Boston a couple days ago, and UFCW was sponsoring it with a bunch of social equity people. And I'm pretty sure they didn't say anything that the chief person for Minorities for Medical Marijuana, who has been sponsored, it looks like, by Truly for years, was there in Boston. I wish I had known. I wish we had known. But I'm glad we know now, because we're calling it out. Minorities for Medical Marijuana. What kind of group is this? You gave an award for diversity inclusion to the corporation that has the CEO's husband in federal jail right now for bribery related to cannabis licensing in the city of Tallahassee, where Kim, the CEO, was heavily involved in the whole thing. If you go to Tallahassee.com and read some of those stories, Kim was involved in that with JT. I don't know how Kim's not in jail. So that's the background of Trueleaf. And now you have Trueleaf with the most grievances, the most OSHA reports, the most employee lawsuits against them. How many times can you get sued between Curaleaf and Trueleaf by your employees? And this is the group that you gave an award to just a few days ago for diversity inclusion. We're doing a thing tonight. We're basically saying a couple things. Number one, biggest heroes this week and the biggest zeros. Minority for Medical Marijuana, your organization, are the biggest zeros. I'll just say you're a loser. You're a loser organization. We want to know, how much does it cost to win your diversity inclusion corporation champion of the year? And that's what we're challenging to the community. Who can find out how much it costs? Let's find out. And can we look up their nonprofit status in the state of Florida and see how much money that this nonprofit, Minorities for Medical Marijuana in the state of Florida, is taking in? How much are they getting from the Trueleafs and the Curaleafs of this world? We want to know. If anyone can find out of that information, or ask maybe Roz, the head person at this organization or any of the other top officials, we'd like to know how much it cost to win this award. But we also have some heroes this week. It's also some good people in this movement. And that's one thing I want to talk about. My hair is crazy. I need to see my my hair. Some people call them barbers. I'm going to call her the hairdresser because she's awesome. I think that a hairstylist. I think that's what she is. But we got some good people too. A lot of good people in this movement. Thank God, because we're getting info from them. We're getting support, and we really appreciate it. We had a big story come out this week. I want to bring that up as well, if I can. Yeah, I think I can. Let's try to work this out. We're going to add, there was quite a few things that happened this week. One thing, obviously, was the Leafly story. I'm going to get that up right now, actually. Death of a Trimmer, two-part series came out on Leafly. A cannabis worker's death went unnoticed for months. Now it's raising alarms in the industry by Dave Howard. If you haven't read that, read it right now. This is just phenomenal work. It covers almost everything that happened. It has Lorna's own words in it. A lot of the stuff that you saw happen on the show, but it has just so much backing information to see it in writing. It was just an amazing story. I'm so thankful for Leafly for doing this story. They're heroes this week. They stood up. They put a comprehensive two-part story. You see, this story goes on and on and on. It's quality. So I'm very happy about the story that Leafly put out. So we got some we're giving some good feedback to people in the community, but we're also calling out the two biggest losers this week, which was Trulieve. With this story coming out on Leafly, and then they try to take an award and talk about it, and they get comments from I don't know who these people are on Instagram saying, great job, Trulieve, for the award that you bought. But the same week, just a couple days, yesterday and today, we had this new story came out, Death of a Trimmer, from Leafly, one of the biggest website cannabis companies in the country, one of the biggest media cannabis, websites. Very cool. So that came out. Some other good things happened too. But you know what I want to do right now? I want to play, this is Trulieve. This is how lame this company is. They have this thing called Elevate Your Knowledge that they're trying to put these productions together. And they got it on YouTube and their Instagram. And I feel bad for these employees that are in these videos. I feel like if you look, like they look Stepford. They like, let's play some of this. Just see if we can get this up. I think I can work this out. Yeah, here it is.
Hey, Brian, how's it going today?
Hey, Cassidy, it's great to see you again. How's your day going?
It's going well. Honestly, can't complain. The sun is shining. Excited to be here with you, as you're saying, again for our second masterclass. Wow.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is shit that they're putting out. Elevate Your Knowledge. I'd love to have them talk about radiation machines that they use. I'd love them to talk about the risks at the workplace where workers are getting sick. But no, this is what they're doing. This is just, oh my God. I've had enough. What did I play? 5 seconds of that? Education. So Death of a Trimmer came out this week. That was great. Like, please remove that. All right, now I'm like, how do I get rid of you? There we go. But another hero, someone I want to talk about right now, is this event that we're doing, State of Our Health, Consumers, Workers, and Growers. It's a virtual town hall. It's happening this Tuesday, January 31st at 7 p.m. It's online. It's free. You just need to sign up. You need to RSVP so you get the link to it. This is an online organizing event. Please come to this. This is very important. I want we're going to put a link. It's actually in the show description tonight. But if you're listening to the podcast later, if you need it, just hit us up on any of our social and look for it. You'll see it there on our social. I'm going to put that on the screen as well right now because I want to, again, this is another hero for us, Saskia Van James, who's dedicating time in her organization on this, Massachusetts Recreational Consumer Council. Please support the state of our health, consumers, workers, and growers. It's a virtual town hall. You got to be there. We're going to be there. So that's happening this Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's another one of what I'm calling heroes tonight. There we go. So you get on Eventbrite, you sign up, and there it is. State of Our Health, Consumers, Workers, and Growers, a virtual town hall this Tuesday. Please be there. Please be there. Posting up some comments. People listening right now, thank you, Katrice Saunders and Caleb Teske for leaving comments and watching the show tonight. I'm still fired up, though, about this whole Minorities for Medical Marijuana selling an award to Trulieve. How disgusting. And then Trulieve gets up on the Instagram. Like, we're so great. We help the minorities. We plan to do a lot more. And we hope you help us. State of Our Health, Consumers, Workers, and Growers virtual town hall this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Please sign up, RSVP. We'll have it all there in the description on the podcast if you're listening there. But you can also find it. It's going to be all over our social media. It already is. Please subscribe. Make sure you just get involved in that. You got to sign up. You got to RSVP at the link. That's this Tuesday at 7 p.m. There was another couple of heroes this week, too, in New Jersey. I don't know if people saw this, but I figured I might even close with this. Maybe even try to get Lefty on the show. Lefty Grimes, Edward Grimes. He's got a show called Sativa Cross that I've been on. You should check out their Facebook group and Lefty Grimes, Edward Grimes on Facebook. There's also his partner, Bonjolio. These two guys did phenomenal work, and the town, I think, maybe it's a city. I think it is actually a city, the city of Madison in New Jersey, who are just being jerks, the city council, about cannabis. And these guys went up there and they spoke. And hopefully, I'm going to get to play some of Edward Grimes, who's a patient advocate. He's about people in wheelchairs. And he wasn't very happy about the way they were treating him. So I may close the show playing with some of his video, hopefully, from what went on this week. But again, I want to ask everyone, don't take Minorities for Medical Marijuana selling awards and let them get away with it. Join us for State of Our Health, Consumers, Workers, and Growers, a virtual town hall. What they don't want to do. They don't want us to organize. They don't want us, the real people, to get together. They want to sell us out for their millions of dollars. Trulieve, basically, you know, they're $1 billion in debt right now. Over $1.1 billion of liability. That's what they have. So they're able to give people $1 million here or there and spread that out. They've just borrowed $1 billion. What do you think $1 billion will do to some of these so-called Minority for Medical Marijuana groups? So that's why I want to go live tonight. I just wanted to air that out. Like, this is unacceptable. I talked to UFCW about this because they were, you know, they did an event last week basically about social equity in Boston. They ran it and there was a presence for Minorities for Medical Marijuana there on the stage, and they weren't aware of it, especially the local guys. I know it's easy to point fingers. I definitely don't want to do that. I think UFCW is the local voice for workers right now. And I think that there'll be a much more looking into folks like this in the future, to say the least. My name is Mike Crawford. And again, this is what happened this week. We had a group called Minorities for Medical Marijuana. They gave a award to Trulieve after Lorna died. After they had the most lawsuits of from employees of any other cannabis corporation in the country, this group, Minorities for Medical Marijuana, this week decided to give Trulieve an award. That's the kind of effery that's going on in this movement. And that's why you should be supporting this show all the time, because we're not playing any of those games. We are so grassroots now, it's not even funny. We have no sponsors. The last sponsor we had was UFCW. I think that was like 3 years ago. I think they gave us like $1,000 one time. I mean, that's, we're not taking, and we're not interested in actually that kind of money anymore. It's just not, we're doing this for the cause. And if you want to support us by giving us small contributions, that's really, that's our model. That's how we want to, you know, survive and grow. So that's the way, one way you can help us. But please join our event this Tuesday with MRCCC. I said too many C's. MRCC. Yeah, that's how it is. MRCC. Please join us. This is a big event on Tuesday. It's online. It's free. It's organizing. It's doing more of this. Doing more of this work, but not just on the show. So let's organize on Tuesday. Please show up to that. My name is Mike Crawford. Again, I think I'm just going to close this little mini episode. I want to do a quick little episode and give people an update about how happy we are about the story that came out. You should definitely check it out on, you know, on Leafly. State of our health event is this Tuesday that we want people to go to. Please check that out. RSVP. I want to thank everyone for subscribing to our petition. It really did change things that are happening at the Cannabis Control Commission. You saw that at the last hearing. You can expect a lot more media coverage upcoming on some of the things that we're doing and the movement for workers. I want to thank everyone for supporting us in this movement. And I just want to bring up Minorities for Medical Marijuana. If you're a part of their association, if you're a member, if you know them, ask them, why are they selling out? Why are they selling out workers? Why are they using social equity to make money for their nonprofit to wash the reputation of Trulieve, who have the most employee lawsuits against them in the cannabis industry? They're number one. They were number one at something. The amount of lawsuits that they have from employees. And there are more coming. We know that there are more coming. We know that Lorna McMurray's mother is planning a lawsuit. She's working with an attorney. They've done an investigation. I would expect a lawsuit probably pretty soon. This is the corporation that Minorities for Medical Marijuana decided to, I'm saying it, sell an award to. I don't think they actually gave them an award. I think they, I want to know how did they select this group? How did they select Trulieve? What was the criteria? Who decided how much money that they gave the organization? That's what it sure looks like. That's what we're up against in this movement. So if you want to do something to help us, please subscribe, share our videos, tell your friends. You can also, again, give to us monthly. We have a subscription that you can subscribe on our Anchor, anchor.fm/theyoungjerks. A couple of different ways you can give there monthly to The Young Jerks, or you can subscribe on midnightmass.substack.com. That also gives you ways that you can contribute. We also have a Patreon. You can find that on, you know, Patreon. Look for The Young Jerks. So there's like three different ways you can subscribe if you want to kick in financially. But ideally, what we would rather see a lot more folks do is share our content, be a part of the movement, show up this Tuesday for our free online organizing event with a professional organizer named Saskia, who's volunteering the time. Let's do this Tuesday. Please show up. Continue to do what you're doing too. Like we've been crowdsourcing information so often. where people are sending us information. We get to share it with you, just like this story today, the Minorities for Medical Marijuana, who we saw sell an award to Trulieve, and Trulieve is up on their social media talking about how great they are because they're the ones that represent minorities in medical cannabis. Why they have the most lawsuits, why we hear about a lot of their racism, why, you know, they treated their employees crappy on Martin Luther King was one, Martin Luther King Day was one recent report. We've heard a lot of other racial incidents at Trulieve too, been reported on social media, Reddit. We just posted one. A lot of that stuff going on. They also had their racist edibles that they were offering. I don't even want to get into that one. That was just, they've had a lot of issues. And to say that they're the ones that are supporting social equity based on what criteria, that's what we want to know. Julie writes, I was shocked when I saw the post. She said, I shared your post. Thank you, Julie. That's what we love. People are sharing. People are offering information. People are helping people in the community. I see it, too, a lot of times where people are reaching out to folks that were on the show. I hear about these things, and it's very happy. Like, I'm happy that this show has been able to help some folks this year. We want to help more. We want to win. We want to, like, this is just awful. This shouldn't happen. Minorities for Medical Marijuana should be hanging their head in shame right now. They should be apologizing. And that's another way you can help. Make them apologize. Make them take it back. Let's ask them to rescind. Rescind it. Give it to someone else. Give it to nobody. Honestly. If you're not helping Lorna, if you're not helping workers right now, what is social equity? We got way too far to go to be given awards for that stuff, especially big corporations with no transparency on who gave what to who. This is what we're up against, folks. But community is stronger than the money. Like, we got them running this year, and there was no money. The money didn't matter. It was you. It was this community, and it was the media. And I know that they're onto this. I know we're seeing more stories. There was another story that came out, I think, last week about Connecticut. And it came up about OSHA. It came up about Lorna McMurray. And they're trying to open another big manufacturing site in Connecticut. And I think it was Stamford. And it came up in the news story. Like, this story is breaking through nationally, and it is affecting their bottom line, and it damn well should. But we can't allow these front groups. This is what Minorities for Medical Marijuana is. It's a front group. I mean, I can't be convinced otherwise at this point. I want to see their books. They sold an award to Trulieve. That's what happened this week. Another one of our heroes this week. We've got a few heroes. We got Saskia Van James, who's helping us organize this event this Tuesday that I want you to go to. Please sign up for it. It's a free online organizing event. Please, please, please be there. And Lefty Grimes and Bonjolio. These are other heroes this week. I'm going to grab a drink, Mike. I got the cotton mouth right now. I usually don't do this. I'm going to do this on the air right now. I'm just going to take a... So much better. All right. So I want to close the show. I'm basically going to close the show tonight. Hopefully this works, with a clip from my buddy. Yeah, not this one. We got to get rid of this one. Edward Grimes. They call him Lefty Grimes in New Jersey. Calling out some BS that went down. And maybe I'll have Lefty on the show very soon, hopefully. Yeah, this is the one.
I'm right here. Yeah, right here.
I'm wheeling forward. Lefty Grimes, sativacross.org, 501c3 here in New Jersey, fighting ignorance, like we just heard. I'd like Grassroots Susie to spend a day in a wheelchair. Maybe it's the first one we should see in a wheelchair. let her go around. And some of you also spend a day in a wheelchair. Yeah, I'm going to direct it towards you. Why don't you spend a day in a wheelchair too and see how you like it? How about you pick out a screen with your head and see how you like it? Nobody's helping you. How about you, a borough attorney? And we're going to be suing you guys, by the way, for your door and for your lack of access to Zoom meetings, because I should be home right now watching this on Zoom. And this is ridiculous, because you're violating Title II of the ADA. You're violating the ADA by not having access. And you're violating human rights by not having medicine available to sick people. You got people in wheelchairs that can't get out, that have no money. What do you expect them to get in the car and just go somewhere? How far do you expect someone to wheel themselves in a wheelchair? How far? How far do you want them to wheel? I'm asking, how far can you go in a wheelchair? Not too far, can you? It's not fun. I got an electric wheelchair. I'm talking about the ones that you got to push, where you get glass on your hands when you go over glass. You get dog poop on your hands when you go over dog poop. Things that you don't realize. There's police stations that we have no access in New Jersey. It's called institutional ableism. Post offices in New Jersey without access. Police stations, libraries, all kinds of stuff. You do research on us and you'll see. We're not joking around. We're here for a reason, because you guys are ableists. You guys are hurting the sick and the dying, and we're calling out on it. And we're going to sue you. Get your attorney ready, because we're going to sue you. You have dropped the ball. You're the worst city attorney ever. Ever. And we're going to prove it. Disgusting display of Christianity and anything that I've ever seen. Awful. Putting the last first. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Thanks for nothing.
How are you, Madison?
This is me on bomb. Okay. Sir, your name and your address. Again, that's policy. That's not a law. And I believe in my right for privacy, and I don't want to be discriminated on where I live geographically.
Do it, Mikey. Do it. Do it.
All of the finger pointing that's been going on about direct me, direct that. You let that lady direct me and make fun of me because of the way I was looking. You let her discriminate against me, all of you. You all let it happen. You let this happen. And you stopped every other finger point. You did that. I watched you do it. I watched all of you act like children. When poor Jessica was acknowledging her friend from Madison who died of opiate overdose here in Madison. Because that's a Madison issue. But what do? We act like children. I've been to so many towns. I never saw that. You know what she did?
Let's get right here.
She got you. We know why you're freaking out. We know why you're scared. We know what you're trying to hide. The opiate epidemic. That's what you're trying to hide. You want to sweep that under the rug. And you want to ban medicine that do not kill you. And you want to trash talk people who are not from town and who look different and who wear clothes that's funny. It's all a circus to you. You guys are all children. All right? Children are not ignorant like you guys. All right? And I'm allowed to say whatever I want. I'm not breaking the law. Okay? So you can have this whole policy strong arm thing. Or you know what? This is going to be really badly. The pain that you put on patients by banning medicine can't compare the pain that you guys experience.
That's right. That's right.
Stop. This is my moment, please. Please.
Why do you keep interrupting him?
Please. Stop interrupting. Plenty of times. All the pain you want to put on patients. And you're worried about the pain for the patient.
Sir, you guys are out of control. The bottom line is you need to give us your name or your address and keep on addressing.
What law have I broken?
Sir, this is called the Open Public Meeting Act, and we set the rules.
And that protects me. I don't have to, I have privacy rights. I do not have to tell you where I live. I do not have to I do not have to choose to be discriminated.
Okay. Look at this. Well, they don't care about disabled people here. Look at this. This is how disabled people, look at this. Rick, this is ridiculous. Look at this. This is. I'm trying to get out of here. This is ridiculous. Help me how? You took away our medicine. I'm in Morris County too. Ridiculous. Disgusting.